Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KA2ZZ. KC2WI.
I'm called Wexford, PA, Western Pennsylvania. And our temperature here is about 6 degrees plus 6, and we're checking in. Good evening.
KC2NBU.
All right, there's five in a hurry. We'll start here at the top with M2PSM. George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else on the net. Zach and Ray and everybody. We got a temperature here of 8 below zero. Temperature range today was minus 20 to plus 9. And they say we got the wood stove chugging away, just threw a couple more pieces on and fan going behind it there to blow the heat in. As you know, it's out on the porch here in this mobile home. I got out on the porch and a little fan here does a nice job blowing it in, gives you some good forced hot air heat. They're a lot lower cost than propane and electric, for sure. And Ray, sorry about that thing earlier in the month, but that morning my mother decided to pass out at the table and thought she had a stroke and had to rush her to the hospital. So, everything just went poop on me right then and there, and I apologize, and I hopefully this coming month, now February, we can get together for what we said. Also, Jeff, I know you've had this before, but I and somebody else was saying, oh, we're flashing things. There's 59 programs in the background running, slowing your computer. Oh, it's stopping, it's stopping, it's stopping. It's another one of those Pakistani things where they tell you, oh, you've got to do this here for $300 or a quick fix for $100 or, this, that, and the other thing. There are two other things that were supposedly going to happen, and as Pete said, just simply ignore them. It's a scam and all, and apparently that this is the latest version of it. So be aware of that if anyone. You don't want to get Pakistani bang-banged, for sure. With that, I'll say God bless 73s. That's who PSM clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, that's getting to be an old scam. They call you up and tell you there's a problem with your computer has a virus, or there's a number of different things they say, and they try to get you to, you know, buy their program or whatever. Nobody's ever going to call you and tell you there's a problem with your computer. If there's some kind of problem with your computer and they really need to get a hold of you, they'll come to your house, you know, and it'll usually be the police. Say somebody's got a hold doing something bad with your computer, but nobody will ever call you. Or if they do and they say, you know, this is your internet service provider or whatever, just say, okay, well, let me call you back. And, you know, look up their phone number and call them back. Then you can verify it that way. But, okay, George, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. On to KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Okay, hey, Jeff. Everybody on board. Nice cruise name. We're 6.4 on the plus side at the moment time. We're supposed to go a little bit below zero, I guess, but not quite as bad as we have been. And been snowing here now for a couple hours. We're getting a lake effect band of snow sneaking down off of Lake Ontario. And, that's about it, I guess. Say 73's all around. KA2 is that.
Okay, Okay, Jack. Yeah, that'd be nice. We don't have the a repeat of the last couple nights. We have minus 3 here right now. It's at my house here in Booville, so it's a little cooler here, but hopefully it won't be as bad as it was there last night and the night before. It got pretty chilly. Okay. Thanks for checking in, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
KC2WR, we got minus 5 here in Glenfield. My digital thermometer said the low was minus 14 and the high is plus 8. I spent a couple days up in Lake Pleasant I didn't really plan on. The entire last 5 days seemed pretty much to be an exercise in futility. I didn't get up there in time for the meeting Saturday night, a snowmobile club meeting. I left here a little late. It was clear. I said, well, I'll be there, but maybe not for the beginning. I wasn't even in Morehouse at 7 o'clock. The roads were so bad. The snow was so crummy and greasy. I was pulling my trailer with my dad's snowblower on it, which at least it was a lot lighter than pulling the snowmobile. But I didn't get to the house until 8 o'clock, so I blew that, and then the next morning I was going to go to a vintage ride-in in Mayfield, and my fault, because I didn't look at the flyer or the thing online again to know when it ended. I figured, I didn't rush out. I said, well, you know, I'll be there for an hour or two, you know, if they go ride before I get there, well, that's the way it goes. So I got out and got cruising down there and showed up around 1 o'clock, and there's nobody there. I go right by the place because I'm thinking I'm going to see a crowd of people. And so I turn around, come back, and there's like 2 guys in the parking lot. They said, oh, well, you missed it. It was only 9 to 1. So I wasted 50 minutes or so driving down. And so then I headed back, and I said, well, you know, I got the old snowmobile here. I should just go ride it somewhere. I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to stop just south of Wells at the state campsite and unload it and go right in through the campsite and do a little exploring on where this trail that that's been on the map sort of, but I've never figured out where it went. And at the state campsite on the Sacandaga River, it's right where the west branch and the main comes into the main branch, and there's a bridge because part of the campsite's on the west bank above where the west branch comes in. So I was figuring that probably what happens is the trail crosses on that bridge and goes up an old road in the well. So I said, well, I'm going to find this out and maybe poke around somewhere else. And snow was kind of marginal, so it was really kind of, you know, not a bad kind of conditions to ride an old Elan on, and I wasn't particularly worried about anybody checking my registration. You know, if they were out, they're going to be out in the high traffic areas. So I pulled it off the trailer, started it up, drove it. It was kind of a little boggy. I said, oh, it'll warm up in a minute. Went down over a snowbank to get in around the gate. It just wouldn't run. I'm sitting there fiddling with the primer, and you know, I basically lined the thing up with a gap in the trees and went back up the
hearing nothing. This is KA3TFB calling up to KD2AIT Jeff in the net, and we're listening and we're standing by. KA3TFB Dylan Wexford.
Okay, Pete. Well, sounds like you've had a busy week there, and all right, yeah, it's been busy, I think, here for everybody. I tell you, some days they don't know if I'm coming or going here. But all right, thanks, Pete. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. K3PFP, Bill in Wexford. Good evening. What's going on?
Somebody doubled on Pete. I can hear from here. Might want to give them a chance, see if it's important.
I think that was Bill. I think the Echolink application will time itself out if it's something's going on too long, just in case there was actually repeater trouble or something. Times itself out to the receivers. So I probably got to adjust that value myself. But anyway, Bill, if you're still out there, K3PFB, come on in.
Roger, Roger, KD2AIT, KA3TFB in the group. I don't know what happened. The gentleman was talking there, and everything went dead. So it was dead for quite a while, so I logged back on again, and, you know, you never know. This technology is a little new. You have to sometimes wait your turn, and sometimes you have to wait till the transmit key comes up after everybody talks, and that's 2 or 3 seconds after everyone finishes. But appreciate it. Good evening to all. In the Pittsburgh area here, it's about 6 degrees, and we don't know what's going to happen next week. It's supposed to be very, very, very cold in this area, and I was hoping to get some tips on how people maintain themselves in this subarctic weather. You know, I've been putting plastic around things and having auxiliary heat. And, of course, the other gentleman was talking about the type of heat he has. My auxiliary heat would be electric. And it'll be placed in an area where the thermostat is to help that furnace cycle down. KA3TFB in the group, and we have logged on through the Echolink system. What a fabulous way to communicate, and we'll be give us back to Jeff there. Good evening there, Jeff, from Wexford, PA, on the third floor of the high school, and we're on our break. KA3TFB in the group, and we'll be standing by.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, there's a, usually when I've used the, when I've used the Echolink application there, it does, it waits 3 seconds after transmission before it lets you, transmit, and then there you got your, you also have your lag time from internet connection, so I always try to leave a long space in between calling for check-ins just to allow Echolink, users to, check in, so. All right, well, you have a good evening there, and down there by Pittsburgh. And I was just reading there tonight, yeah, you guys got you're in for another, at least another week of cold weather, so you're going to have to batten down the hatches, I guess, a little bit there, and stay warm. All right, we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
Tupelo, regular heat wave, Tupelo up here on the hill, 18 below this morning when I got up, so 16 degrees warmer, I guess we can live with that. Had a little trouble with the furnace in the garage again, but out there it was 22 degrees in the shop this morning, but it's going to take it apart tomorrow and put a new nozzle in it and give it a good cleaning to see if that takes care of it. Over.
Well, now that it's so balmy warm, it should be a lot easier to do. Okay, Ray. Well, it looks like we're going to get some snow here, too, so it's going to have to warm up a little bit, I think, for that to happen. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, Ray, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, not too much to report here. I had to work this morning, and my brother's up here for a few days to do some snowmobiling. So we've been doing some visiting there with him, and I have to work tonight. And boy, it's chilly. Still, below zero, it's still chilly to me when I go out there, so... hopefully it won't be as bad as it was there last night. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. This will be the final call. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Jack, Pete, Bill, and Ray for checking in tonight, and say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
This is KA3TFD signing off the EchoLink system. Good evening to all.
Good to hear you, and hope to hear you tomorrow night. KB2KOJ, Claire.